Today is the last day of questioning for Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson. There's been a sideshow during these hearings. Senators have been often attacking each other over partisan flashpoints, in addition to pressing Judge Jackson with their questions. NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales joins me now. Let's start with just one of the senatorial spats. The hearing opened this morning with an objection by Republican John Cornyn, who accused Senate Judiciary Chair Dick Durbin of making comments about other members' questions. Let's take a listen.
I don't think it's appropriate for the chairman, after every time somebody on this side of the aisle asks questions of the judge, you come back and you denigrate and you attack and you criticize the line of questioning.
Now, Durbin said his comments are what's called chairman's time and not out of the ordinary. But what does this tell you about these hearings so far?
Right. It's a reminder of where these hearings have taken a turn. It's a good way to describe them as sideshows, and how some of these moments have just turned plain old ugly, where Republicans have dug into culture wars, from claims related to critical race theory being taught to distorted suggestions about Judge Jackson standing in a unique way when it comes to child pornography sentencing, which is not the case. And a lot of these claims by Republicans have been debunked along the way. So that's what we hear there with Cornyn and going after Durbin, complaining that the chairman has tried to address these Republican attacks. But what we're seeing is something that's quite common, where we see a chair defend their party's nomination when claims are raised, and especially when they think some of these claims are lacking fact. Are lacking facts, and they're trying to level set some of these arguments they're trying to present.
I was actually interested to hear the senators question Jackson again about dark money groups that seek to influence the court and hopefully, according to these groups, pack the courts. How did she answer these questions?
Right. We saw these themes that were visited yesterday, revisited today when it comes to dark money groups and the court packing questions. In this case, we saw North Carolina's GOP senator, this is Tom Tillis, bring up these issues again. And Jackson responded in general terms about court packing, that is, describing the arguments perhaps on both sides of this challenge of considering whether the court should be expanded beyond the nine justices, and the concerns fueling that such an attempt would be politicized and unbalance the court, and that it's inappropriate. But tying to previous statements, Jackson has repeatedly refused to share a stance on that, rather just talk about it in a general sense. And then when it comes to dark money, she has said today, she repeated that she hasn't had direct contact with these kinds of groups. One that Tillis was trying to raise is called Demand Justice. This is a group that has pushed for Jackson's nomination confirmation. And so that's one issue, again, we're seeing revisited today.
Revisited is probably a good word, because many issues that came up yesterday are already coming back up. Committee members continue to question her about her experience as a public defender and trial judge. Republicans seem to be implying she may not be impartial, and she has responded by defending her objectivity and fairness. Here's a little bit of that.
In my capacity as a justice, I would do what I've done for the past decade, which is to rule from a position of neutrality and to render rulings that I believe and that I hope that people would have confidence in.
Claudia, we only have about a minute left, but what's really behind all of these questions about her impartiality? Why repeat them again and again?
Well, Republicans are trying to make a case to fight against this nominee, even as historic as it is to see the first African-American woman that could sit on the Supreme Court. Republicans, and especially some key Republicans on this panel that may be considering presidential runs for 2024, they may use these arguments to hone in on a moment on the national stage to fight against this nominee and make their case and perhaps lift their brand up in terms of their name ID out there in case they do seek a presidential run.
That is NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales. Thank you.
Thank you much.